We're honored here to have Chief Judge Scott Bullock, and he is Chief Judge for the Patent Trial and Appeal Boards. He was appointed to the board in 2007. Prior to becoming the Chief Judge, he served as Administrative Patent Judge, Lead Judge, Vice Chief Judge, and Deputy Chief Judge. He previously practiced with Fish and Richardson and was a law clerk at the Federal Circuit. His GED is from Georgetown and his Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering from the University of Pennsylvania. Chief Judge?
All right, thank you, John. All right, well, welcome everybody. Since we're right after lunch, feel free to doze. Just try not to fall out of your chairs. Just put your head down quietly if that's necessary. So I'm going to go over kind of an update on what's happening at the PTAB, and hope we'll have a few minutes for questions at the end. So go ahead and get started. Just a quick sketch of our organization. You see that we have four different judge divisions, and then we have Janet Gongola heads up our vice chief for strategy. Importantly, the blue box is one I want to point out, because without that box, nothing at PTAB happens. So that's Troy Tyler, our board executive, who heads up the board operations division. That's where our paralegals, our IT folks, personnel, all of the things that actually get the decisions out the door, get the hearings set up and executed, transcripts, everything. It doesn't happen without them. So want to give credit and a big shout out to our board ops division. Board size, it's no surprise, those of you who have seen this before, did a big ramp up right around the start of the AIA, kind of for two reasons. One is we had an ex-party backlog that was going a little bit crazy back then. It was really, going up, so we need people to work on that and the new trials. We kind of got up to just over 270 judges, and then we've had sort of a gradual attrition, and our workload has been pretty well matched to the number of judges we have. However, we are at the point where we're going to be doing some backfilling. We just closed out an announcement for new APJs. So we are in the process of hiring a few folks to backfill a little bit. So where are the judges? Well, they're really all over, especially during COVID when we were all in our homes, wherever our homes happened to be. We are still pretty largely teleworking, but you'll find judges here at headquarters and each of our four regional offices, as well as some who are full-time teleworking. So pretty much anywhere you may find judges. Our caseload, so last year, here's just a look at what we accomplished. So we were able to go ahead and panel over 7,000 cases, nearly 7,500. Vast majority of those were ex parte appeals. This has not changed. Our workload numerically has always been dominated by ex parte appeals, even though the AIA cases get the lion's share of the attention. But you can see that we brought in over 6,000 appeals and a little more than 1,300 AIA petitions and issued over 7,000 decisions. Again, the most of those in the ex parte appeal realm. Our average pendency, by the way, right now is just over 12 months, which is great for those of you who remember a few years ago when our pendency was over 2 years, hitting up to 3 years. So for those of you who have clients or who are either in-house doing prosecution, just know that the appeal pendency has really come down. It's right where we've always wanted it to be, right around 12 months. The inventory is at a level that allows us to do that. The AIA decisions, you can see here, over 760 institution decisions, and of course, these are statutorily required to be done in under 3 months. You can see we're hitting around 2.7, and final written decisions last year, fiscal year, that is, we did 464. Again, the pendency was just under 12 months, 11.8, as required by statute.